Time now for your comments. This week, Steve Inskeep has been reporting from Baghdad, where he interviewed Fellah al-Nakib, the former interior minister. As their conversation was ending, shots could be heard in the distance. Janine Blaylock in Seattle was struck by the moment that followed. She writes, Monday's interview on policing the country ended on a note that somehow brought the whole thing home.
We're hearing a little gunfire outside. I assume that's normal.
Yeah. It's normal. Somebody celebrating a wedding, maybe. It's Thursday.
It's
Janine Blaylock goes on, their uneasy, shared laughter spoke volumes about living with war outside the window. Thanks for preserving that moment.
Also this week, NPR's Kitty Isley brought you the story of her family's prized can of Campbell soup, signed by Andy Warhol. That's an actual can, not a painting. The can ended up being worth more in memories than in dollars. As it turns out, some of you are also proud owners of autographed Andy Warhol soup cans. Kim Theobald of Owings Mills, Maryland writes, My can, vegetable beef, was signed by Andy Warhol on Halloween night 1985. I was dressed as Princess Diana. Andy complimented me on my tiara and allowed me to tap him on the shoulders with my plastic scepter. My soup can has a place of honor in my home and is a reminder of a time when I was younger, more carefree, and had few practical concerns beyond due dates for term papers. To me, that's priceless.
And now a correction on yesterday's story about Walmart's legal battle over the use of the smiley face. We said Walmart is trying to patent the iconic yellow smiling face they now use for marketing and on uniforms. We should have said they're seeking trademark rights.
The error caught the ear of listener Marcella Watkins, an intellectual property lawyer in Houston, Texas. She writes, patents and trademark rights are no more similar than a mousetrap and the Nike swoosh stripe. She adds, trademarks are acquired through the use of a mark in conjunction with the sale of goods or services. Patent rights are legal monopolies granted to reward inventors who have made a scientific or technical discovery.
If you catch us in a mix-up, set us straight, or hey, just be in touch. Go to npr.org and click Contact Us.